Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Guys, welcome to a special edition. We're here live at here in the studios. We have some guests here. We had to get them in. The controversy is burning up the internet. You know, they went to, Chad, TJ, JT, of course. You guys know them. They went to the town hall meeting to save house parties. How'd that go, by the way?
Good, dude. We passed it.
Okay, yeah. You saved them.
Still partying.
Not according to the city council.
Okay.
But we're still raging, though.
Okay, you're still
raging.
They
can't stop us.
But the controversy right now is that the word on the street is in the community that you guys, there's a belief that you guys worship Satan.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan. You guys are throwing out symbols, the hand gestures, and there's Christians out there that aren't excited about this. What do you guys have to say to this?
Well, dude, yeah, I mean, it wasn't intentional, but I'm totally, I'm open to anything. So, if the Satanists want to reach out and buddy up, I think our a big thing with us is like, we're open, dude. So
you guys are you saying right now that you guys are open to Satanism?
I'm just saying I'm open to getting to know some Satanists, and yeah. I'm just not going to out of condition instinct say later to people that I've never really experienced.
For sure.
So the rumors might be true. So these ragers, are they ragers or are they pagan rituals of sex?
They're sex.
Yeah?
Yeah, for sure. I don't think we've elevated to that level, but I think if Carla LeVay wants to say what up and join in, dude, I'm just open to change, I'm not afraid of change. And if people are trying to get me to go to that level, I want to see what it's about. I don't want to limit myself.
Are you guys saying you might sell your soul for a good rager? Like a hard rager?
Oh, shit.
I mean, I think that's how you get your soul. So it's a little bit chicken or
the egg.
Frog. Yeah.
Or the frog.
Yeah.
Chicken and the frog, which is a classic thing. What is it? What is it?
Well, the scorpion stings
the chicken. Right. And then the chicken's like, why'd you do that? And the frog's and the scorpion's like, because that's how I roll.
To lay eggs.
Yeah. Exactly.
Is that a Satanist thing?
Do you think Satanist chicks put out more?
From my knowledge, I think that's probably probably.
Is that what's behind this? Just getting laid more?
Well, I think Christian chicks do anal more.
Yes, anal.
Whoa. Well, hold on. So you're telling me you think that Christians take in the butt more than women who worship the dark Lord.
Yeah, that seems like some dark arts for the ladies of the light.
Yeah.
Well, I think they think they're skirting over some judgment, and they found a loophole in the Christian system where they can still get it in without facing the Almighty's judgment.
And I also, I think when you're Christian, you're seduced by that side, and maybe that's that seduction taking over. But when you just go way over to the other side of just Satanism, I don't think you need to go to those limits to get in touch with Lucifer.
There you go.
So where do you guys go from here? Now you guys are into the dark arts.
We're still going to kick it.
I'd love to bridge the gap between Christians and Satanists, because I see a lot of commonality in what they're into. They both eat pokey.
Yeah.
They both like the sun. They both like Chad. And so if you have that much in common, what even separates you? So how about you bring your friends, Satan can bring his friends, and we can all
get weird. Block party.
Yeah. Beach pokey party.
Yeah,
that sounds legit.
I mean, it's an epic opportunity for unification. And if we can do it through a poke bowl, Christians and Satanists united, that'd be a frontier that not many people have crossed.
Do you think we maybe together we'll bring you guys back on? We'll bring a priest and a Satanist, and we'll hash it out?
I'd love that.
One final time?
Or if you could bring God and Satan.
Level it up.
I think we can. What if we do that? We'll set up. We'll bring God here. We'll bring Satan in. You guys will have them talk it out with some chicks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's such an old beef. It's like at some point, like, if you guys are so smart, like, get over it.
Yeah.
And weigh the options. Yeah, I think we're so, like, inundated with, like, God and stuff. No one really gives Satan a chance. So, like, to see him just, like, give an open debate, you know, like we do with candidates or whatever, I think that's being open. That's being
okay. I respect that, dude. I respect that. So basically what's saying right here is you guys aren't Satanism, but you like to party with them to see how that rolls.
Yeah.
Precisely.
Okay.
Respect.
Any thoughts on this, Ryan?
Man, I respect that you guys party hard and you party like you're never going to live again. So you know what? Party for me. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Doing the Lord's work.
Rock and roll, dude.
You guys did great, man. Good luck with that. Oh, did you just throw some devil horns up?
I'm just ready to fucking do it.
Oh,
dude.
Shit. And the goggles? Damn, dude. Damn. All right, guys. We got to the bottom up. These guys are Monarch. Open-minded as long as it's a good party. Guys, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you guys next time.
Monarch Butterfly, dude.
Thanks, guys. Thank you guys for having us on. Yeah, thanks, really, man.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.